Starting this summer, home products that save water can earn a WaterSense label from the federal government. It's kind of like the Energy Star label for appliances.
But will that label help Americans feel better about that bathroom conservation alternative, the low-flow toilet? NPR's Celeste Headley reports.
This is the border crossing between the U.S. and Canada, a 5,000-foot tunnel that passes some 75 feet under the Detroit River. For years, it's been the site of illegal activity. Thousands of Americans have smuggled toilets through this tunnel. Big, roomy Canadian toilets that send 3 or 5 gallons of water sluicing through the bowls. Customers had tried low-flow American toilets, they said, and were unsatisfied with the results.
There were bad experiences. Some of these toilets did not work as well as they could have. That was then, and this is now, and over the last several years, we've come a long way since the first generation low-flow toilets.
Ben Grumbles is with the Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA estimates that within the next 6 years, 36 states or more will experience water shortages. Grumbles says 900 billion gallons of water could be saved with upgraded toilets.
We think that $5 billion a year is wasted in utility bills that are higher than they need to be because people still have the older toilets.
Grumbles admits, though, that for those who had, quote-unquote, bad experiences with toilets in the 1990s, it may be difficult to convince them that the new toilets won't require multiple flushes. So he says, if you don't believe me, ask a plumber. And I did.
The first 3 generations of 1.5-gallon flush toilets from all the manufacturers were terrible because the manufacturers had to comply with the code before they were really ready to engineer it properly. And now all of them at 1.5-gallon flushes are flush remarkably well.
Tom Levine is the manager of Levine & Sons Plumbing and star of the online reality show Flush TV. He explains how manufacturers were able to improve on the classic toilet design.
What they did to make them flush better was increase the size of the, I'll call it the trapway.
Suffice it to say that low flow doesn't mean low performance anymore. Ben Grumbles of the EPA says 35 models of high-efficiency toilets have earned the WaterSense logo so far.
A key to that success has been using the right type of testing for flush power and ability to remove the media.
Did he just say the media? Anyway, Grumble says he's got hard evidence that these devices will do exactly what they're supposed to do with one flush.
The WaterSense program includes an independent third-party auditor to make sure that the products are meeting the specifications for efficiency and performance.
In the case of toilets, that means clearing the bowl with less than 1.3 gallons of water. Tom Levine says now that the technology is in place, it's simply a matter of convincing people not to cart a 5-gallon toilet over the Canadian border.
It really is a matter of educating the people and getting rid of these old ideas. I'll tell you, in this business, I've had ladies say, I don't know why my drain is plugged up. I pour ginger ale down it, you know, like once a week. You know, silly things like that that, you know, perpetuate themselves. It's crazy stuff out there.
There are more than 250 million toilets in the United States. And as far as the EPA is concerned, that's millions of opportunities to improve the way Americans flush. Celeste Headley, NPR News, Detroit.